More than 10 million Americans suffer from major depression. A report on depression and the heart follows this one. But first, a study published today shows over the last decade, more Americans have been getting treated for depression. But the quality of care is often poor, NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
Previous studies on the prevalence of depression have been controversial. Researchers failed to measure the severity of cases, and critics argued the number of people affected was overblown. So a team of researchers led by Dr. Ronald Kessler of Harvard Medical School conducted face-to-face household interviews with more than 9,000 adults across the country. Kessler estimates in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association that 16% of Americans will suffer a major depressive episode at some point in their lives.
That's about 32 million people in the United States. And in any given year, about 6.5% of the population has a depressive episode. That's equivalent to between 13 and 14 million people.
Kessler says 90% of the people who said they had been depressed had moderate to severe cases. On average, participants were depressed for 4 months and missed 35 days of work. Kessler says what's encouraging is more than half of those who reported being depressed in the last year sought treatment, a 40% increase over levels reported in the 1980s.
However, we also find that the quality of care that these people are receiving is less than we would hope to be. Only about 4 out of every 10 people who get treatment for depression are treated in a way that meets minimally acceptable treatment guidelines.
Kessler says patients often dropped out of care, and in some cases, family doctors prescribed dosages of medications that were too low. But it turns out managed health care systems may provide a way to fix these treatment problems. Since patients in managed care usually are treated by primary care doctors, researchers are focusing on making them better at screening, diagnosing, and treating depression. They also are finding ways to use psychiatrists as consultants more often, and they are figuring out how to monitor patients more closely. Psychiatrist Gregory Simon is a researcher at Group Health Cooperative in Seattle. To make sure patients get the care they need, Simon has created a system where depressed patients get phone calls from a nurse starting a week after they begin treatment.
Somebody would say, you know, I'm working with your doctor, and you came saw your doctor a couple of weeks ago, and your doctor gave you this medication, and we're calling to know how it's going. And we'd ask you a series of questions about symptoms of depression to see whether you were making progress. We'd ask if you were still taking the medication.
Patients with depression often stop taking their medications in the first weeks when they see no improvement in their symptoms. So Simon says during the first telephone call, the nurse will explain that antidepressant medicines don't work right away, and dosages often have to be adjusted before they are effective. In the first few months after patients start treatment, the nurse makes a total of 2 to 3 phone calls. Studies Simon has published show that patients who get these phone calls are much more likely to keep doctor appointments and keep taking medications. But as successful as these programs are, they haven't been widely adopted by managed care insurance companies. Economist Michael Schoenbaum at the RAND Corporation in Washington, D.C., says the main reason is cost.
It's a hard sell in these economic times to promote a program that does not reduce healthcare costs.
But this may change as employers are beginning to recognize the burden of depression. An accompanying article estimates that depression costs U.S. employers $44 billion a year in absenteeism and lost productivity time. The study didn't include costs associated with disability leave due to depression. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.